Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live, the Easter edition, which is the first Sunday after a full moon, after the first day of spring. Does it feel like spring to you, Julie, in Connecticut?
Not today, but we had a couple of warm days last week.
I came home from the beach yesterday. I've been on the Oregon coast for the last week, and I won't go into why I was there, but I had an amazing time. And when it comes to Nikan, I got to spend quite a bit of time with one of our newer consultants. I refer to Jan Gordon as my birthday buddy because she is. We share the same birthday, 15 years apart. And she signed up a new customer yesterday, a person that, what do we call that, Julie, a recycled Nikanite, someone who had been a consultant years ago and wanted to get back in and order some products. And so she called me, like a lot of us are discovering it, that the new website, most of us have probably figured it out by now, but just like you, I love your story, Julie. I love it because it's all of us can relate to it. And I love how you describe this, and you say, you know how many are suffering as they struggle through the aches from past injuries, tiredness from lack of quality sleep, and they worry over finances? I help those suffering feel better. After using and sharing my products, everyone feels healthier, rested, happier, and stressful. Oh, no, that's successful. Waiting for my eyes to adjust. I apologize. I am a problem solver and a solution provider. What is your greatest concern? Julie, when I read that, and I know you share that with enthusiasm and passion, your background in the medical field, talk about that. Can you share with us about your background and why, after you shifted, you didn't retire from anything, but you retired from that aspect, that portion of your life, to do what you're doing now with Nikan. Why? What was, I see that, you know, what is your greatest concern, but why the shift? Why didn't you just continue doing what you were doing in the medical field?
So, of course, I know that Nikan makes a difference, and Nikan made a huge difference in my life. So when Nikan came into my life now 25 years ago, I was living on medication. Because of a childhood accident, I had excruciating agony in my back, and I couldn't even get to the bathroom in the morning without my husband's help. He would give me my meds, and then I could go to work and function for the day. Nikan came into my life. And after sleeping on a magnetic mattress topper, wearing magnetic insoles in my shoes, and a Nikan back magnet on my back, in 3 months I did not need that medication anymore. And I have not had it since. So that really got my attention.
Wow.
However, being in the medical world, I wanted to make sure it was really going to keep working. And amazingly, I found out that it did, and I was very happy. So I wanted to learn, and I went to all the conventions, and I gradually added all the products to my house. And I kept learning and gradually sharing. In the hospital, I was not allowed to share that much, so I did it after hours. And I just kept feeling better and helping people along the way. When my husband became very ill in 2005, I knew that I might really need an additional income stream. And that was when I got more serious about sharing Nikan, because I loved my hospital job. I loved what I did. My why is that I like to help people. So my husband was ill because he was not properly diagnosed. He had celiac, and they kept feeding him foods that were keeping him sick. He lost 45 pounds, was intensive care, and in the hospital for 3 months. So it was a very, very bad time. And then he He was very sickly afterwards for a while. He was sickly until I gave him lactoferrin. And that made him better, so that really got my attention. And it was like, these products have made me better. These products have made my husband better. Why am I not sharing it more and helping more people? So that was sort of the turning point. And then my hospital world started getting in the way of my Nikan world. And I realized I didn't want to be in the sick world of the hospital.
Why not?
I wanted to be in the well world of Nikan. And so that's sort of when I decided, okay, I've been here long enough. I need to retire from the hospital world and be in the well world full time, where I don't have the interference of having to go to work. And I can set my own schedule now, and I can work when I want, how I want. But I'm helping people in a different way in the Nikan well world than I help them in my hospital world. And I did love my hospital job. I was always happy there. I'm proud that I'm a medical technologist. But the experience that I have has helped my Nikan expertise over the years because of my background. But I realized that people don't need that. People just need to believe, and people need to think they can. People need to make the stories their stories, because we're all different. So you start where you are with what you have, and you just share. And that's what I'm doing now with Nikan. So I think I have like 20 on my team now, and I have a few more that are close to getting ready to sign up, either as customers or as consultants. But right now I'm more working on getting more consultants, because I have my almost 200 customers that don't all buy every month, but they all come back to me. And that's what's very rewarding. Like, it might be 2 years later and I need more of this, or I need another pair of insoles, or I have a friend who needs this. So when you build the relationships as you go along, then it makes a difference, and then people will come back to you. And then when they catch the belief, then they start sharing too. And that's the biggest thing that I find, is that people don't think they can. So I try to inspire them to believe that they think they can, because they can. But it's mindset. You have, when you think you can, you feel the shift. It's a knowing. And when you know that you can help, then it makes you want to help more. And that's my why, is that I like to help people. I shared insoles with someone whose feet had hurt for 20 years. And when he called me the next day to thank me, because he went to bed for the first time in 20 years and his feet didn't hurt, it's very rewarding. And so I like to share that story with people whose feet hurt. So we always want to do the best we can. As you said, yes, I believe I'm a problem solver and a solution provider. And I look for people who want to go from survive to thrive with me. And, of course, be healthy by choice. So my passion is to help those who are suffering physically and or financially to feel better. I teach about the better choices, including organic grounding, technologies of nature, and more, so that we can create wellness homes to give our bodies the environment needed for better health, with products to comfort and support the body for a long, healthy, happy, satisfied life. That's what I try to do every day, and I'm finding that those words, comfort and support the body, are what many people relate to, and I'm just trying to get out there as much as I can and share as much as I can, but also take care of me, because we need balance, and we need the balance of the four important things, which is water, sleep, exercise, and nutrition. And Nikan offers all of that. for anybody who's open to listening. So we just have to keep looking and keep sharing. And
you use several words that I want to come back to. And I like the fact that, as you stated, Nikan has been keeping my husband and I healthy for 25 years. I think you said it somewhere in there. But then you also said you're looking for people, or you find people, or you've enlarged your team, or you expanded your team of people, and it consists of people like us that need. They've discovered that they need. It's not a want. Like when, you know, I pulled into a gas station yesterday and I wanted fuel. I wanted gas. I did not want to pay the price for it because that's a major investment these days. But I needed it. It was not a want. I needed it to get from point A to point B, and there was a big distance in between. And I thought about that as you just were sharing. We all want to get to experience a happy life. There is a small percentage of people in the world today that they don't, and you mentioned that, those people that want to be sickly, which that's kind of a sad group of folks. So they spend a lot of time where you used to be, at the hospitals, and it may not even be a physical type hospital. It could be like a mental type hospital or a financial type hospital. You look at the five pillars. But I want to focus in on that word need. You said you've got 200 customers, about 20 people, I think, is what you shared with me the other day, that are utilizing the wellness subscription program. You said you got your husband on lactoferrin, which, by the way, I'll give a little quick commercial. I think it's next Saturday, if I got my dates correct. I often mess them up. But Randy Rolfe, who's a nutritionist and an attorney, I spoke with her a few days ago, and I simply asked her, would you be willing to share kind of the Nikan Nutrition 101. You know, what does that mean? Because, Julie, you and I both know, and as well as lots of people who are listening, we know the benefits of whole food nutrition. We know how great lactoferrin is, immunity, building up the body's immune system, and what we've experienced in the globe, not just in the U.S., but the last 2 years, that's been front and center. People are asking the question, hey, how do I build my immune system? I need a better immune system. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, because that's not a need. That's a want. And I'm not saying that we should burn our masks like, people did back in the 60s, burn their draft cards. And no, what I'm saying is how have you found expanding what you and Ron need and utilize? What have been some of those techniques? And you shared a lot of them, but let's focus in on just the wellness subscription need. We all need healthy food. But unfortunately, for the last basically 50 years or more, I actually started before that. It started back in the 50s, so we're going on 70 years where we've stripped our food supply of the nutrients, and we need to supplement. So what are, looking over your list of, 20-some people, what has been one of the techniques to help them become more aware of that need when they are utilizing a wellness subscription through Nikan?
Well, I always like to explain, as you said, the importance of quality food, and that the foods today are not as nutritious as they were in the past, so that supplementing is really important. And, I lead with the needs, so each customer is a little bit different. But generally, I like to – three of my top favorites are the jade greenzymes, the immunity, and the lactoferrin. And jade greenzymes, because they fill in whatever the body needs. It's organic whole food, but the Jade Green Zymes is nutrient rich. I have an email that, you know, explains all those details that I'm happy to share with people. But a lot of people don't think about keeping their liver clean. And even though we have the cleanse and detox that, you know, I also recommend for that, the Jade Green Zymes helps with so many different things that it's the one thing that I think everyone should be taking for tons of reasons. And then the immunity, of course, to build our immunity up with the 14 strains of organic mushrooms. And I like to share the book, Medicinal Mushrooms, that recommends our immunity as the best one. So depending on what their needs, I explain the benefits of that. But in general, my daughter-in-law will open the capsule to put it in the shake she makes for my grandkids because, you know, they were too little to swallow the capsules. And it's just whole food that everybody needs. And then, of course, the lactoferrin, because if our digestive system is not working properly, our whole food, our whole body's not working properly. So that makes, and plus the lactoferrin has many side benefits. It, you know, it feeds the good bacteria that we need in our body, but and it kills everything that's bad, which includes, you know, the bad bacteria, the viruses, the yeast, those things getting rid of in your body is really, really important. And I have the email from the University of Michigan that I like to share with the research. I do not make medical claims. I'm very careful to always give that disclaimer. I don't make medical claims. However, I share testimonials. And when I watched my husband get better by taking lactoferrin, it really made a difference in my life because it made a difference in his life. And when he first started with it, after several months, he started getting very sickly again. And I was like, Ron, I think you're going to need to take two of those capsules now because I noticed I can see the difference in you. And he looked at me and he said, I ran out of the lactoferrin 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to tell you I needed it. So,
well, you know, you
that it works.
You just you also yeah. said you're a parent,
and then he was better again, and we never go without lactoferrin, either of us.
You know, I quickly jumped on the website and I thought, okay, Julie's talking about some of the same things that I know Randy Rolfe, this nutrition expert, as I like to call a nutrition guru. And we continue to learn about this, but I love the way you slipped it on in there because you're a parent, you're also a grandparent, and we get to educate our kids and our grandkids, depending on what stage we are, and we get to help them make better choices if we've discovered things. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, that motto again, you can discover it, live it, share it. I think of all the things that my parents have taught me and before them that what my grandparents taught me. And hopefully it's stuff that will help me avoid some of the mistakes that they might have made or focus in on more of the successes they have made. But those three core, and again, it really does come down to education because you said, you know, research, I provide it for my people so they can read, but they still have to be wanting to lead. But you said lactoferrin, immunity, and Jade Green Zymes, those three, you know, and if you, I can look at the prices on the website.
I take the others too, of course, you know, I have had osteopenia, so our bone health supplements are awesome for that, and you know, the progesterol for heart issues, but Randy's gonna go into that next week.
Let me ask, because
everything's important.
Let me ask you this question. Thinking of back, and I'm going to quit digressing here and get off to the website, even though it's great because I'm looking at all these prices going, oh my goodness, it's so easy and it's so affordable when you look at it, what, you know, what it costs. But when you look at your list of customers, and I didn't prep you for this, but I know you'll you'll be able to answer this simple question. Looking at your 20 wellness subscriptions, and you know these people because they're your customers and you take care of your customers. That's what we're supposed to do, and you do a beautiful job with that. Is there one story, and I know there is, that you look back over your history with Nika and you simply say, man, because my mom has an amazing one about her mom that she always said, if I was just able to help my mom, you know, or my grandmother, then it would have been all worth it. I would have went to the moon and back just to be able to help my mom, because she was in agony because the medical system wasn't working for her. Looking at your 20 customers, the people that you've been able to help fulfill that need, what's the one story that you think back and go, well, I'll never forget the look on their face, or when they called me, or when they sent me that email?
So that,
what's that one?
There of course are a few. I have the one who loves the omegas because the fish oils were making her sick, and so, you know, she's always very thankful and appreciative that we have the omega greens that are protected. They protect you without using the fish oils. The fish oils are very contaminated today because of the oceans. So, you know, our omega green DHA is awesome because it's plant sourced. So she's always been very appreciative. But probably the most important one is my friend who always takes the immunity and is amazed that she takes it all the time, but she knows if she feels a cold coming on that it's going to make her better. And she'll do what's called immunity loading, and she'll take two every 2 hours until she feels better. And she says she's usually better in one day, and then she wakes up the next day all better. So when you can get stories like that from your friends and they appreciate that you're helping them stay healthy, it's just very rewarding. So that's another of my favorite wellness subscriptions. And I have other people that come and buy stuff as needed. And it's good when you can take stuff every day. But if budget is a concern, I tell people that even if they take the supplements every other day or even every third day, it's better than not taking it at all. And that people have to do what they're comfortable with. And then it seems like they always come back to me to order more, which is good, because bottom line, we want to protect our body and, you know, prevent, you know, good health is priceless. Prevention is key. And when people think about that and realize that, and I look for people who get sick a lot and I say, if you knew you could take something that would help you not get as sick as much, wouldn't you want to do that? And you can save money if you go on the wellness subscriptions because it's 10% less, but you can adjust your subscription as needed so that you can get it monthly, every other month, every quarterly, and you can put a hold on it if you have, you can switch it, you can change it to 6 months if you think you haven't been taking it or if you forget to take it. But if you keep the subscription there, then you save that 10%. So I have some people that order a 2 month supply every other month. I have one person who orders a 3 month supply every 3 months. So as I said before, lead with the need and try to adjust what's individually better for that customer. Because bottom line, we want to help our customers and help people.
Right. You slipped in there and you used the word prescription, which I thought is incredibly ironic with your background. And this isn't, and I'm not making fun of you. I like the fact that.
Everybody is on one of two roads. Everybody. You're on the road to prevention or you're on the road to prescription. And the road to prevention is much better.
that's that, and I thank you. Thank you for saying it that way, because so often I flash back to something that I remember. Her name is Tara, but it flashed me. But when she used to do a nutritional presentation, she would say it this way, and it reminded me something that my mom taught me when I was a kid back in the 70s. And you know, we all need vitamin K, right? Well, one of the best and easiest ways to get vitamin K is eat spinach, right? And then there's other all kinds of vitamins and minerals in spinach alone. But the problem is that, you know, if we go back to prior to 1950, a serving of spinach contained, you know, a lot of vitamin K and iron and all these other wonderful things. Well, to get that same equivalent today, unless you're a total organic farmer and you're, you know, organically growing it yourself and you're monitoring and you're controlling all of that, you have to eat, instead of a serving that we ate back prior to 1950, we'd have to consume a whole wheelbarrow full. And number one, I don't have the stomach that can contain a wheelbarrow full. I mean, everybody knows what a wheelbarrow is. It's a lot, but we can't. But what you just said is, you know, prevention or prescription. And those are two P words that really, really make a huge difference. Let's, if we can, Julie, I wanna focus on, you know, front and center. We're our culture globally, except in certain countries, there's still you're seeing an uptick of this. But pretty much across the board, in not only the U.S., but also in Canada and North America, we've reached a stage. I'm actually signing up for a class. It's a 6 or 8 week class. I can't remember. Health professionals that are going to be teaching how our culture is shifting to come out of, you know, the global pandemic and what's going on. How can we, you know, better equip ourselves? And this is not just from a nutritional standpoint. This is from a psychological standpoint. And I heard about the class, and I told Stacey, I said, I want to take that class. And she's like, oh, I don't know, it's another night to commit to. I'm like, I don't care. I want to learn. How are you seeing, again, leveraging your background? How are you seeing? Because again, I'm reading these statistics and these facts. That nutrition is front and center, it's key. How are you seeing this is going to impact our future as Nikanites, either customers or consultants?
Where do you see it? I think that people are starting to pay more attention to wellness than they did way back when. I never read labels. Like, another certification that I have is for that, you know, reading labels, it makes a difference. I read a book called The Science of Skinny, and it should really be a nutrition book. And I never paid attention way back when to reading labels, but we always want to be aware and know what we're putting in our bodies and what we're putting on our bodies. Years ago, I never read labels, and that's one of the main things I try to teach people is read those labels, and you point out the toxins that are not good. Like, I'm really sort of getting to be a toxin snob, because if I consider it a toxin, I don't want it in my house, I don't want it in my body or on my body. But it's just reading the labels, and I'm finding that people today are more aware. Some of the younger generation are more into organic than I was when I was their age, because I didn't know. So we always have to be careful. You don't know what you don't know that you don't know. And that's where education and understanding becomes so important. So I just try to teach and educate. And did you know, and it is an easy question to ask, did you know, are you aware of? Because once you're aware of, then it's easier to say, I don't want that, or I choose not to put that in my body or on my body. I just don't want it anymore. So it makes a difference, and I think that that's how we in Neakin can make a difference, by just spreading the word as much as we can. Like they say, one wellness house at a time, one person at a time. And as long as I'm growing with my Neakin business, I'm happy, because it means that I'm helping more people, because everything is a choice. We say be healthy by choice, but in general, everything is a choice. Do I really want to do that? Do I not want to do that? And I try to make the best decision that I can for me and be respectful of others so that they can make the best decisions for them.
Wow.
My answer to that.
See, in I didn't even have to feed you a script. We didn't have to rehearse this. And I knew. I thought, Julie, and I when I texted you a few days ago, and I said, I am so looking forward to this conversation, because I've got my listening ears on. And because I wasn't quite as prepared this morning as I wanted to be, I did not bring my notepad with me. So I get to go back and listen to our conversation, which always listening to my own voice is kind of weird. However, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm looking forward to putting a comma here and picking up where we left off, and you coming back and saying, hey, yeah, this is what I've done since then. And yeah, I lead with the need. And this is how much our organization has expanded. These are some more stories that customers have gained. Even though you came from the medical field, you didn't make one medical claim. You just simply shared, you know.
Yeah. No medical claims. That's not, I'm very aware of not making medical claims. I'm all, and, you know, dotting your I's and crossing your T's. So you want to give people all the information that they want. I do have to be careful and stop myself sometimes, because I'll share from TMI, which is too much info. And because I know it all and I want to know it all and I want to explain it all, some people don't need that. So we have to listen very carefully to the people that we're with, so we give them what they need and not what we think they should need, because there's a huge difference. And when you ask the right questions of specific people, then they come back and ask you more. One of my newest customers from a couple weeks ago, we were at a meeting, and it was like there were only the two of us there. And then I felt bad afterwards, because we were sort of exclusive to the rest of the group, but we just connected, which was an awesome thing. And she kept asking me questions, so I kept answering. But we have to be aware of that we don't overwhelm people by giving them too much info, but we want to give the people who are open the info that they want.
You know, and Julie, I love the fact that you swung the conversation right back to that, because you and I spoke about that the other day, and it's such a beautiful reminder of where we are today. You know, it's spring. And it doesn't matter what time of the year, what season it is, but we all have that opportunity to connect with people and just listen and answer questions, or even sometimes ask more clarifying questions back to help them understand the questions they're asking, and then fill the need. But there's other times where we bump into people, or even schedule a meeting, and they don't want to talk, or they, you know, it's like, we have to listen, and it's so crucial. So if you jumped on the call with us late, Julie Clark, retired medical expert, if I could call you that, has been our guest. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website that you can point people to. I'm looking at this beautiful picture of Anne Brenza, and I work hard at pronouncing that last name. But SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where this conversation gets posted along with all the other stuff. And I also want to bring up something really quick, Julie, and maybe you can comment on this, because you do have these customers. My friend Betty sent an email, I think it was yesterday, and she said, I'm still struggling. Some of us seniors struggle with adapting and learning new things, like a new website, a new shopping site. Do you do most of the, how do I ask this question the right way? Do you do create the wellness subscription plans for your customers, or do you find them doing it themselves?
With wellness subscriptions, yes, I usually do it for them to get them started and show them and explain it to them. It depends on if they want to know or not, but a majority of my customers, they just call me and I do it for them. I have a few that do adjust it themselves, so it depends on whether people have the computer experience and expertise and comfort level. Again, as I said, I listen to people and I go to their level to give them the help that they need, but to answer your question, yes, many of my subscriptions, they just call me when they need it changed or switched or adjusted, and I usually do that for them. I'm trying now to get more people to do it themselves, but and that's starting to work a little bit, but it's with the people that are computer comfortable. And I also give them the option, if they can't get a hold of me when they need to have it adjusted, they all have Nikon's phone number and they have their ID, even though Nikon can find them with their email and with their phone. I tell them, if you need an adjustment, you can't get a hold of me, or if I happen to be away, then just call into Nikon and Nikon will fix it for you. So
There you go. Okay.
I do rely on Nikon from time to time. And if I'm out and don't have a computer and I meet someone who wants a new product, I just call Nikon and I say, I have someone here with me that'd like to become my customer and order. Most lately, it's been the Mag Duo. And Nikon will do that. Nikon can do that for you. They can put the order through for you. So occasionally I use Nikon for that. But mostly I do the computer myself.
You know, I read a little blurb that Jeannie Zeden had posted on WhatsApp about the new, and this is a little commercial here, but the new hand cream, hand and body cream. And I could find it really quick, but I'll just kind of paraphrase what she said. And she wasn't making a claim, but here's a woman who uses her hands in her trade as a professional pitch person. And she's amazingly gorgeous inside and out, and so are her hands. But she said, you know, what most lotions and creams do is they just make your hands basically feel good for a short season. Whereas this, and I'm doing a little commercial because I think, Julie, you would probably be the first to say that, you know, we can suggest to people, hey, add this to your wellness subscription. And if you don't know how to do that, you can call me, Ken, or I can do it for you. But why don't we add this to your wellness subscription, get a tube of it, start using it instead of all the other creams. I'm looking forward to it. I put it on ours and I can't find it. I don't know if my daughter stole it or if my wife stole it, but it's nowhere in this house. And I'm going, I know I added it. And I just looked it up and I can see that it's on it. But I'm one of those people that I use my hands all the time and I don't like. I use coconut oil as my go-to, just the big tub that I buy from Costco. But I'd much rather use something that's had the research and development that's engineered, because coconut oil really isn't engineered. I am not that guy from, you know, Togo who showed up to the Olympics wearing a kind of a grass skirt type thing and his body covered with coconut oil. I mean, he's good looking and all, but that's what the lady said anyways. But this hand cream is incredible. And
yes,
Nikon always does this.
My idea with The hand cream is that I keep one in my purse, and when I come across people, I sometimes share it, and I like to teach people to do a hand massage with it. You rub the cream in your hands and around your knuckles, and I have a routine for doing that, but it's a way of introducing it to let them experience it and try it. So, when I have meetings, I often will share that. Who has dry hands, try my cream. Although with the dry hands, I also have my sports bottle, water bottle with me, and I say, here, if you have dry hands, I put a few drops of our water on their hands to massage into their hands, and it makes your hands nice too. So you can substitute our water for hand cream, but the hand cream is better.
Oh, absolutely. And I had a 22-year-old young man, 22 years young, right? I sent him a picture that I found that was posted on WhatsApp of all the water products with the water promotion, you know, with the BOGO offer. And he wrote back immediately, and he asked, what does the shower head do? And I simply said, and Julie, I want you to finish with answering that question, because we could say the same thing to all of the Nikan products. But my response was, well, it simply, the short version is, it takes out all of those nasty chemicals to a certain degree. You know, it's not 100%, nothing is. And I said, but it takes out all those nasty chemicals that the EPA requires our local water municipality to add. And if he was on a well water system, I would just simply say it takes out all those nasty things that you're supposed to be, or your parents are supposed to be adding to your well water to make it, you know, safe, so it doesn't have any, you know, the bad stuff in it that could be in the ground. And I said, but the flip side is, and it leaves your skin chlorine free and feeling wonderful. And then I added this, and you can address this and tell me if I did the right thing. But I said, you know, when you've got 10 minutes, swing by and I'll just show you. Let me just show you so you can experience, and let's find out what your body thinks. And I left it at that, because he's getting ready to move. He is a wildland on the front lines firefighter, and he spends his summers on the front line, and that's what he does, and where he'll be living all summer until next October. The water's really, really bad. And he told me weeks ago, he said, I don't want to do that again. I need to get something. And he was just talking about the waterfall, not the sports bottle. He doesn't want the sports bottle. He said, oh, no, no, no. I drink way too much water to deal with that. Looking at all the products, Julian, let's finish with this. When somebody asks that question, what does Nikan do? Do you go full circle right back around to where you and I started this conversation?
Yes, Nikan creates wellness homes so that you can be healthier than most. And I do believe that we Nikan people are healthier than most because of the products that we use. I know that, well, I always say Nikan has been keeping my husband and I healthy for 25 years now, you know, and I love all the products. So, you know, I drink my pure, clean, alkaline Nikan PiMag water. I sleep on my Nature Rest Fit mattress pad with tourmaline crystals for deep restorative sleep. I breathe better air with my Kenko Air HEPA air purifier. I supplement with organic immunity, nature superfood jade, greenzymes, and more. And it's when we use these products, we are healthier than most. And when people see me, they don't realize that, you know, I'm going to be turning 75 in May. I run with the 50-year-olds, the 55-year-olds. They have no idea of how old I am. I just don't tell them because it doesn't matter. But when I see someone, you know, I met someone new yesterday who is 10 years younger than me, and I thought she was about 5 years older. So, yeah. No, it really makes a difference, and I think that my husband and I are walking, living proof. Some days I feel my age, but most of the time I'm pretty good. And if I've done too much during the day and I'm tired and achy, I know I'm going to go to sleep on my Nature Rest Fit. I also sleep on the Kenko ground with my bare legs on the Kenko ground, and then I wake up in the morning and those aches and pains are not there anymore that I went to bed with when I've overdone it. So I know that Nikan makes a difference, and that's why I want to share it with as many people as I can.
You know, Julie, and I so appreciate you just threw that in there at the end, the Kenko ground, because I did that this week on purpose. I slept with the Kenko ground at my feet, and I was showing a friend why I did that. And he's 7 years older than I am. And he kept saying, oh, I forgot my insoles, I forgot my MagFlex, I forgot this. And I said, you know, I love you as a friend, but I don't love you enough to give up mine, because I know what will happen. And at 53, I don't want to feel like like you just said, some of these people we meet, and age does matter. And I love the fact that you're running with the 50-year-olds. And now at 75, and you and Ron are walking, living, breathing, running testimonies of these amazing technologies. So thank you for setting the example, and thank you for sharing so many amazing tips with us this morning, because I will be grateful, and I'm looking forward to going back and, again, listening to the playback and taking some more notes and getting some of this lingo down that just flows effortlessly right off your lips. So I appreciate this, and I know many, many others who will text me later appreciate it as well. So there's one other thing that you mentioned that is time sensitive. What is the next, and we'll just slide this in here. We have these amazing events that we can tune into for free. All we have to do is take the time and make the investment of our time. I was trying to find it on the, because I thought I saw it, and then it disappeared on me. Up the calendar. I can't know, where did it go? But what is the next Master Day? Isn't it coming up like next weekend, or is it a month and a weekend away? Do you remember that?
I don't have it on the top of my head. I want to say it's Saturday.
Yeah, it is. So, and again, I know that it's not where I thought it was, so I have to go click back, and maybe there's somebody on the line that can either text me or here, let's just do this right quick, and then we'll get it. We'll just tell people, hey, call Nikan if you can't find it like I am right now, because I can't seem to find it. But thank you again, Julie. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Have a great